Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, I want to talk about 529 plans and more specifically how there's going to be a rise of 529 plan kid millionaires. So after I sold my SF rental house in 2017, I felt a little bit guilty. The house was there to provide insurance just in case housing gets out of control in 22 years, especially here in San Francisco. I would think, well, if that was the case, everything would be fine because my son would have a place to live, or he'd have a subsidized place to live, or he'd have a place he could manage and rent out the rooms. With low-cost living, you have more options, right? You can take lower-paying jobs that speaks to your heart more clearly. You can join a startup that might be a little bit riskier than a stable job, or you can start your own business. Who knows? You don't have to do the thing that makes you the most money, even though you hate it. So I ended up reinvesting all the proceeds in bonds, stocks, and real estate crowdfunding. But I also super funded my son's 529 plan by $70,000. And then I basically asked my wife to contribute $14,000 that year in 2017, and then $15,000 in 2018, while my mom, my son's grandmother, contributed, I think, $14,000 last year and $15,000 in 2018 as well. So overall, my son has about $130,000 to $134,000 in his 529 plan, which is pretty good. And I was thinking to myself, if there is continued contribution like this every single year, there's a high probability that my son will be a 529 plan millionaire by the time he goes to college. So not after he goes to college, but before he goes to college, so in 18 years. And I thought this was kind of crazy a little bit, but then I realized, with planning, with consistent contribution, and with hopefully positive compounded returns, I think almost every parent who is focused on contributing to the 529 plan is going to have a kid who is a millionaire before college. And that's kind of crazy. Think about how many more young adults would become teachers or work in nonprofit industries or become volunteers if they had their education fully paid for, or if they graduated with a $1 million check in their pocket. So we know that by going to the public school route from kindergarten through college, the vast majority of parents who are able to pay private school tuition will have accumulated $1 million or more if they diligently saved and invested the difference for 22 years. And of course, a lot can happen in 18 to 22 years, and it's easy not to save and invest the difference, just like how renters who say, well, I'm going to save and invest the difference in terms of the cost of owning versus renting, almost always never end up as wealthy as the homeowner because of the forced saving of paying down the mortgage. I think the 529 plan is a way that parents can see it as forced savings for their kids. So I just wanted to run through various scenarios where you can make your kid a 529 millionaire if you want. So as a single parent with no contributions from anybody else, making your kid a 529 millionaire is going to be difficult, right? You've only are able to contribute $15,000 a year in the maximum gift limit for estate tax purposes. So if it's just $15,000 a year from you, after 18 years, if you earn a 12.6% compounded rate of return, you'll get to $1 million. Now, active fund managers have achieved such results before, namely Warren Buffett, but you're probably not going to have the same returns as Warren Buffett unless you just buy Berkshire Hathaway stock, and who knows whether he's going to continue to perform so well over, you know, the next decade or so. The second scenario is easier. Two parents each contributing $15,000 a year to their child's 529 plan. In such a scenario, after 18 years of compounding at a more achievable 6.2% rate of return, the 529 plan will have ballooned to about $1,003,500. So based on historical returns, a 6.2% annual rate of return can be achieved with a conservative 20% stock, 80% bond portfolio. You know, perhaps future rates of return will be lower for both stocks and bonds, but all the same, even a 50-50 allocation is quite conservative and still might achieve that 6.2% IRR. In the third scenario, it's an even easier scenario if you have some selling skills and some good relationships with other relatives. Not only will you have contributions from both partners, both parents, you could also have a contribution from one or multiple grandparents that equate to about $15,000 a year. Many grandparents I know are more than happy to help out their grandchildren while still alive, even more so than helping their own children. So with $45,000 a year compounding at just a 3% rate of return for 18 years, the 529 plan will have grown to $1,012,908. So think about that, folks. 3% rate of return, that's basically the risk-free rate of return. So in other words, it's guaranteed that your child will become a 529 plan millionaire before he or she goes to college. So your goal, if you want to go this route, is to ensure the grandparents live as long as possible and have a healthy and meaningful life. So this means regularly calling them, emailing them, visiting them, flying them over, show them the love and respect they deserve for raising you to be the outstanding citizen that you are. They will love that you are an unselfish parent willing to put your kids first. And I know myself that I can't wait to be that doting granddad. I would be so blessed if I could live long enough to have a grandson or a granddaughter. I think I'd probably do everything and anything for the grandchildren. And of course, if you can somehow get multiple grandparents and relatives to contribute more, then your child will likely be a multimillionaire in 18 to 22 years. But this is an unlikely scenario, so let's just leave it at a $45,000 a year contribution total. So going back to my situation, as of the third quarter 2018, my son has about $130,000 in his 529 plan due to me superfunding his account in 2017 and contributions from my wife and my mom, his grandmother. So based on the superfunding rule, I won't be able to contribute any more money for 4 more years. So our base case will be $15,000 a year in 529 contribution from my wife for at least 17 more years, or however much he needs. And in order to reach the 529 millionaire status, we would need a 7.9% annual return, which is attainable, but it's probably too optimistic as the fund gets less aggressive closer to the target college date. It's basically a target date fund that has the majority of its assets and equities in the first, let's say, 5 to 15 years, and it slowly gets more and more weighted towards bonds. So to be more realistic while still increasing the chances of getting to $1 million before he goes to college, I'll basically be lobbying for at least one grandparent to contribute $15,000 a year along with my wife's $15,000 annual contribution. Alternatively, I'll just lobby multiple grandparents to contribute a combined total of $15,000 a year, but that's probably not going to happen because my wife's parents have their own financial things to deal with. So to demonstrate appreciation to a grandparent or two, my son will regularly write letters updating the grandparents on how he's doing. He'll learn about the power of investing and the purpose of his education. Further, I'll teach him how to construct a well-written letter and just learn how to communicate and appreciate the value of money. So I think this is going to be a win all around. And in such a scenario, if we get contribution of an extra $15,000 a year, all we need to do is return about 4.2% a year to get to 529 millionaire status. And so this seems much more doable. And if for some reason I somehow fail at convincing any grandparent or my wife to contribute $15,000 a year, all is not lost because starting in the year 2022, I can start contributing $15,000 a year again. So all of this sounds fine and dandy, right? If you're a parent and you're thinking about being really responsible and contributing to the 529 plan for those tax benefits of having compounded tax-free returns, that's great. The problem with being a 529 millionaire is that you can only use the 529 money for education. Further, there are limits to how much you can contribute to your child's 529 plan. So those limits, which include growth and contribution, it's around $380,000 to $540,000. It just depends on by state. So you can't get to $1 million right now, but that's fine because we know that due to inflation, the limits are going to increase probably at least every couple of years. So if you somehow get to more than you really need, you can't gift little Johnny or little Jane any balance that's left upon his or her graduation, even if he does go to public school. And further, if he gets one whiff that you're trying to make him a 529 millionaire, he'll probably decide to go to the most expensive private school available and use up all the money. So that's really not ideal either because, you know, in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I don't know how important college will be. I mean, do we really have to spend 4 years to learn something? Whereas now we can learn things literally 5 to 10 times more quickly thanks to the internet. So the clear solution for making your child a millionaire by 18 or 22 is to grow their 529 plan to the cap for tax benefits and then open an after-tax brokerage account or a digital wealth advisor once the cap is reached and consistently contribute a similar amount. So you can model the structure of the after-tax portfolio to one of the many 529 target date funds if you so choose, or you can take more risk or be more conservative. It's up to you. Any funds left over after college expenses can then be reabsorbed into your estate or given to your child if he or she makes you proud. And of course, you're free to contribute even more to your child's after-tax investment accounts if you're willing and able. However, it's probably not a good idea to make your kid a multi-millionaire upon graduation. Otherwise, your child might lose all motivation. So take a look at the post. I put together a really handy-dandy chart about how much contribution you can make a year for how many years at what annual rate of return to get to $1 million in valuation. So I'd like to discuss, is it a good idea to make your child a millionaire before college or right after college? I believe that if my parents had cut me a surprise check for $1 million after graduating from the College of William and Mary in 1999, I would not have slacked off. Aha! Instead, I think I would have been really, really grateful and used the gift to take more calculated risks. I grew up in a really middle-class household. We lived in a townhouse. It was, you know, really humble. It was like $200,000 townhouse. My parents drove an 8-year-old Toyota Camry. I did get a car. It was like a beater car for $2,000. It was a Toyota Corolla hatchback that was about 8 years old that needed a new transmission. And I went to public school, right? So I feel that I would have really appreciated the money because I also worked minimum wage jobs for $3.75 an hour to $4 an hour while I was in high school for the last 2 years at least. And I do remember really clearly as a junior in high school that I wanted to go to a public school because I did some analysis and I said, wow, William and Mary is ranked well, but it only costs $2,800 a year in tuition. And then with room and board all in, it was around $10,000. And I asked my parents, doesn't this sound like a good deal? And they said, it sounds like a great deal, son. And then I looked at other schools like Babson College, Emory University, and you know, private school tuition was like $25,000. So it didn't make sense to pay almost, 9x the tuition and live farther away for similar, if not inferior, quality of education. So by going to William & Mary, I knew that I could pay them back even by working minimum wage jobs, you know, after college. You know, so they worked government jobs, so I knew they weren't very wealthy at all. They were just middle class. And so with $1 million in the bank, I think I would have certainly bought a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom Manhattan condo I missed in 2000 for $799,000. That would have now been worth, I would say, $2.1 million or so today. It was double balcony, view of the Chrysler building near Madison Square Park. Was that Madison Square Park? Wherever their Shake Shack is, it was just awesome. And with the remaining $800,000 or so, I probably would have invested at least $30,000 in that stock VCSY that I gained around 60x. It was 60x, literally, folks. It was crazy. Or it was 50x. So that $30,000 would have turned into $1.5 million. So I'd be rolling in dough, right? But with this type of money so quickly at the age of 24, I probably would have confused brains with luck and eventually lost a fortune investing in other internet stocks. I'd like to believe that I'd still work until age 34 because for at least 10 years, I enjoyed working in international equities. It was exciting times in the early 2000s because both China and India were opening up to foreign investment. But there was a moment I remember at age 25 when I really wanted to just leave the industry and just go back to Hawaii and chill out and be a surf bum. So with at least $1.5 million net worth at 26, it would have been very tempting to call it quits and just chill out. Then again, with so much money, I might have left banking earlier to join a startup or create something pretty successful. So who really knows how so much money can affect a young adult? It's probably not a good idea to have so much money. You know, so I think it's important for parents who plan to make their kids millionaires or just simply plan to gift $15,000 or more for their child's education to think about doing these several things. One, never tell them you plan to make them millionaires. to continuously demonstrate sound financial habits in front of your children, right? Teach them about compounding, investing, risk, reward, and so forth. 3, continuously demonstrate a good work ethic. You know, go to work, show that they're working, that they can't bother you for like a couple hours because, you know, daddy or mommy is like writing a report or producing something. 4, I think you should make them work minimum wage jobs to really appreciate the value of a dollar, especially in high school. You know, deal with terrible customers while you're making absolutely nothing. You know, that's just good character building. And then finally, make them volunteer to help others who are less fortunate. And I know some of you guys are listening and thinking, this is just nuts. What are you talking about, Sam, trying to make your kid a millionaire before they get their first job or before they even get to college? That's really, really going to warp your kids. Well, you know, I agree, guys. So that's why I'm saying let's do these 5 things to make sure they're not too screwed up and to always demonstrate the value of a dollar. But the thing is this, like whether you want your kids to have $1 million or not, you'll likely have this option of making them millionaires by simply saving and investing consistently for your children's education and for their future, right? For 18 to 22 years, if you are this disciplined, you will either be able to make them millionaires or you will be a millionaire yourself. I mean, it's literally a win-win scenario, and you're just going to be setting yourself up and your kids' life up for a life of more opportunity. So I really wanted to use this podcast to demonstrate what is possible. So once you know what is possible, it's much more achievable. And as for my son, I'm just going to continue contributing to the 529 plan, because if we so happen not to use all the money, we can use that money and designate different family member beneficiaries. Or worst case, we can just take a 10% penalty and put that money back into our bank accounts. So I'd love to hear all your thoughts about making your kid a millionaire before they get their first full-time job. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? And what do you think you would have done with your life if your parents handed you a $1 million check upon high school or graduation? Thanks so much, everyone.